News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. A jury trial is over in Waupaca County, where a woman accused of mistreating horses has escaped all but one of the counts. 72-year-old Barbara Theory of Clintonville was charged with 15 counts of mistreatment of horses and failing to provide food, water, and shelter. Some of the body parts of the horses were found in deep manure in the barn, and also the heads found in the old farmhouse. The jury came back after 2.5 days of deliberation and found Theory not guilty on all but one charge filed against her. She was found guilty of count number 4, which was intentionally failing to provide food for an animal. Her sentencing will be determined at a later date. A man from India accused of sexually assaulting a Wausau girl back in court for a plea hearing this morning. WSAU's Raymond Newpert has that story.
38-year-old Praveen Karb pled not guilty to first-degree sexual assault of a child and using a computer to facilitate a sex crime. He's accused of making friends with a Wausau 7th grader over social media over the course of several months. He traveled to Wausau, where he allegedly assaulted the child in her home March 22nd. He then traveled back to Seattle, where Marathon County detectives were able to track him down using his computer's IP address. He remains in the Marathon County Jail, unable to pay a $750,000 cash bond. He'll be back in court August 8th. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
A rather tense situation very early this morning in Shawano County in the village of Tigerton. Deputies were called to a house where a domestic disturbance had occurred and a man was inside armed with a gun. He had fired the weapon more than once inside the home. The deputies and the special response team ended up going to the house and negotiating with the man to get him to put down his weapons. Authorities did make contact and eventually were able to take him into custody. No one got hurt in this incident. The violence between Hamas and Israel is continuing, and reports are that Israeli soldiers have been abducted allegedly by Hamas militants. Fox News' Connor Powell has more details on the aftermath of the kidnapping from Gaza City.
The United Nations and the White House both condemned the attack, with President Obama directly addressing Hamas. Secretary of State John Kerry saying Hamas had unilaterally and grossly violated the ceasefire agreement. Hamas denies the claim, arguing the attack was carried out before the ceasefire started and that Israeli troops tried to expand their military presence. Until recently, Israel had been hinting it was close to wrapping up its main military objective of destroying Hamas's vast tunnel network. Now Israel is tasked with recovering its missing soldier as well.
In an effort to find the missing soldier, the Israeli military has launched a massive search operation in southern Gaza. Heavy fighting being reported. One Israeli newspaper describing this situation as the ultimate game changer, not in a good way.
You probably heard about the police officer in the Twin Cities that was shot while making a traffic stop. According to Chief Tom Smith with St. Paul's Police, Wednesday's murder of Officer Scott Patrick during that traffic stop is not easy to get over.
Somebody has given the ultimate sacrifice. And it hits you right in the palm, in your gut, and it's difficult.
39-year-old Brian Fitch has now been charged with first-degree murder for the killing. He also faces charges of attempted murder and assault. This for firing upon officers during the manhunt that resulted in his capture. Congressman Tom Petri says a lawsuit against the president over his alleged abuse of power concerning the Affordable Care Act is more likely to succeed than impeachment. Petri, who voted in favor of the lawsuit, said the impeachment talk is something both parties may be using to raise campaign funds, but he does not believe the president's actions rise to the level of impeaching him. Authorities are still looking into the death of a man who might have been struck by his own boat in a northern Wisconsin lake. Authorities were called to Upper Bacatabon Lake in Conover, where the victim was seen floating in the water near his boat, also near the lake's west shore. The man was flown to Wausau Spires Hospital Wednesday, but he died there. His name has not yet been released. A Kenosha County couple filing a wrongful death suit against a babysitter who's criminally charged in the death of the couple's baby. Nathan and Reagan Koopminers are also suing Care.com, a screening company that the couple used to find Sarah Gum from Waukegan, Illinois. Gum is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 3-month-old Ryan Koopminers in 2012. The baby's parents allege that Care.com failed to tell them the Gum had 2 previous drunk driving convictions, even though the Koopminers paid the company for a background check. Care.com said they're saddened by what happened, but they won't comment on ongoing litigation. According to the wrongful death suit, Gum had been drinking just before she allegedly caused the baby's fatal head injury. Gum's lawyer said he understands why the Koop miners would search for justice, but he said the babysitter did not cause the infant's death on purpose. The attorney said he's also trying to arrange a plea deal to avert a trial in a criminal case that's set for September in Lake County, Illinois. Motorists need to be aware there are several places to get caught in bad traffic this weekend. First of all, the DOT is reminding everyone that the state fair is underway in the Milwaukee area. The EAA Air Venture is still underway at Oshkosh. Packers Family Night in Green Bay. And active construction zones are scattered across the state. All of these may lead to backups and delays. The Wisconsin State Patrol is also participating in a multi-state initiative, which is to reduce injury accidents and fatalities on I-90 and 94 from coast to coast. The I-90-94 challenge began earlier today and will run through Monday. Expect an increase in law enforcement presence on those roadways during the weekend. Coming up on Monday, Wausau area travelers will want to pay close attention to the north side of Highway 51, specifically the UK Interchange Construction Zone. Crews will be closing the southbound off-ramp from Highway 51 onto Highway K Monday morning at 10 o'clock until 8 o'clock that night. They will also be making other adjustments and closures on Tuesday. The type of ignition switch problems affecting General Motors now turning up in Wisconsin's famous motorcycle brand. Harley-Davidson of Milwaukee said they are recalling 4,500 FXDL Dyna Lowrider models sold throughout the world. The company said the engine vibrations can move the ignition switches from the on position to the one that runs accessories only. Harley said the problem has the ability to shut off a motorcycle while being driven, which could lead to a crash. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Mike Brunling tonight. A slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, clear to partly cloudy, areas of fog and a low of 56. Saturday, patchy fog early, then sunny, turning partly cloudy again with an isolated shower late, high 79. Partly cloudy and mild Saturday night, areas of fog down to 58 degrees. It'll be partly sunny Sunday and a chance of storms, high 77. Back to work Monday is mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and storms, and a high of 76. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.